This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome in, Wine at 9. I am Tanner Schwent, Brian Carey, my co-host.
Hi, Tanner.
I knew you weren't going to be able to stay in that other room when...
Not with these smells coming through here.
We've got Kevin McFarling, Marketing Director at the Greeley Stampede. Kev, how are you, my friend?
I am feeling great right now, actually. I'm very excited for today.
So last week, we drew numbers on who was going to be doing the pairings, and we had set this up where the owners of Big City Roadhouse were going to come in here and join us. And I actually drew this week, but Kevin does this for us every single week where he brings a pairing. So I gave it up, and now none of us are going to be able to touch these pairings because we've got Don and Cleta from Big City Roadhouse with us here. Cleta, how are you?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. Super excited to be a part of this and try some food and wine with you.
Yeah, we're excited about
it. So happy to have you here and so happy to have you in the community. Welcome.
Thank you.
It is great to have you guys here. Thank you for bringing your business to Greeley. We have needed these spots that we can call our own, that when we have people come from out of town, we can say, this is ours, and we want to take them there. Cables had a great reputation of being there for all those years, and I know you're going to fill that void and even grow with it beautifully. So welcome, and really glad to have you here today.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. So, Kevin, what is this wine? And do it, Kevin. Because we've got three different pairings. Don was out in the parking lot at like 8 o'clock. And I, dude,
going to town.
I was about just to have Brian do the rest of the show for that hour so that I could go down there and be like, teach me your ways, Don. Teach me your ways. But we are, we're going to start off with a pairing of a steak, but we're going to have Kevin explain the wine first here, and I'll pass it.
So, we're going to go actually back to Spain today for our wine. Last week we were in Spain in the Rioja region. Today we are in the Jumilla region, and this is the Southern Belle. This is a red blend. And what's interesting about this is, you know, we're doing our creepy wine series, and so the bottle has this lovely depiction of a lady that's floating in the air, and she has like these skeletons coming out from underneath of her dress. So the artist that created this actually made three different labels for this bottle. So the Don Phillips, who is the owner of the winery, the Grateful Palette that put this out, is really focused on art. We see that a lot of times in wine, is like the art is just as important as the wine, and so he puts an emphasis on that, hiring local artists to design these bottles. So they made a series of them for this. This is one of those. But the Southern Belle is a really interesting wine in that this is technically a bourbon barrel-aged wine, which
say
the
less.
Bottle
say
says
less.
No, but this is it. The bottle says nothing about it. And
what?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the Don Phillips apparently is friends with a gentleman named Julian Van Winkle. Do you know who that is?
Pappy Van Winkle.
Pappy Van Winkle, the bourbon.
Oh, man, Pappy Van Winkle's has gone for some very high dollars at auctions, I've been
about
at.
$300 for a bottle, like a standard price for a $300 bottle. So they are using Van Winkle bourbon barrels to age their wines. So this is quite the treat to have this. And so this is a Shiraz blend. And so it's going to be a little bit spicy, high ripe fruit notes, little bit of the vanilla caramel tones from the bourbon barrels, and just really excited to try this wine. I think it's going to be a great one from Spain.
I absolutely love the bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm drawn. When I go and I'm going through the wine section, I'm looking at bottles. I mean, I'm 100%. Looking at varieties. I'm looking at type. But bottles will grab me, and they'll get to me to try something that I normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what got me to Tattoo Girl.
Right.
You know, Tattoo Girl was something
was
I saw the label.
Yeah.
It's what got me to Juggernaut. There was something really cool about the artwork on the bottle. But that's a really Do they do all sorts of different blends? And what is this blend again?
So this is a Shiraz blend.
It's a Shiraz.
And so all of their bottles do have like high end artwork on them. And the really cool thing about this, they're using high end bourbon barrels. They're using high end artists. This is still a $20 bottle of wine, which is even better. So this is, I think, makes it really neat.
So Don and Clint, are you guys wine drinkers?
Yes.
Yeah, you love.
To drink it.
Love. I'm a farm kid. Like, it's Busch lattes. Like, I'll drink the Busch lights. And this segment has actually turned. Like, I've got multiple bottles of red wine at my house. What is your guys' go-to style of wine? Are you red, white? What?
I'm a bubbly red wine guy.
Yeah,
I love bubbles for sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and I was mentioning.
Do you want me to get a straw and blow into yours?
If you don't mind, I would really appreciate.
Okay.
It.
Did I give you the disclaimer about Brian before? Okay,
good.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I like a big bold cab. That's my go-to. I love it. But there's no bad wine out there for me. Really, at the end of the day, I love it. I'll drink it,
especially depending on the day you've had. Right?
Yes.
It has nine. It's great.
Has anyone tried this yet?
Not yet.
I just took a sip. I was letting
it's delicious.
It really is. I'm trying to figure out, though, there's nothing that is standing out. I'm going to need another sip, but on first sip, it's just pleasant. It's nice, but nothing has hit me yet as to what I'm drinking. That usually comes in sip two or three.
Interesting. I feel like it's punching me a little bit, a little bit of that cranberry tone. You definitely get some of that spiciness, a little bit of a burn on here. This is a 14.5% alcohol, so you definitely have that little bit of an ethanol in there to begin with, but I think first impression is amazing.
Taste buds have opened up now.
What are you guys getting over there?
Yeah.
Same. I got the cranberry for sure.
The cranberry, and then that alcohol, you can feel that good burn all the way down the back of your throat.
But you're right, the cranberry, that bitterness that comes through, and it's just the right amount of bitterness, too, because you can over-cranberry something, and it gets just too intense that way.
Yeah.
This is dancing a nice little... dancing on a nice edge here.
So now, Don, that you've tried the wine, what do you think of the pairings? Do you still feel confident in what you brought in today?
I do.
Yeah? Okay, I love
excited.
That.
I'm excited. Yeah, I feel like it's going to go, it's very drinkable wine, and the food is going to...
And it's a little tight. It'll open up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, especially
once it breathes a little bit. Yeah.
We don't belong here, Brian. We don't belong in this conversation. That's why you've removed yourself in eating the steak.
Yeah. As soon as I heard things were tight, I'm like, let me loosen up this piece a little bit and cut it.
You want to explain the first pairing that we have going on here with this steak?
Yeah. Don, if you'd be willing to talk a little bit about it, that'd be great.
So the steak is a... certified Angus beef ribeye. It's cooked medium rare. We've seasoned it really just with salt and black pepper. And then on the top, we have a garlic herb butter with parsley, garlic butter, salt, and a touch of lemon juice. And at the this is what we serve at the restaurant. And normally we have it with Brussels sprouts and steak fries that we make.
Oh, dude.
I love Brussels sprouts.
That is... So, sorry.
Go. I've got something I can do.
This has been one of my biggest bitches about Northern Colorado for a while. I can't find a good steak. We raise cattle. We have our own steaks, that we keep from one every year. That is the best steak I've had in Greeley, and I don't know how long. And you cooked it in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Tailgating.
I was waiting.
Look, I almost brought nachos.
That is incredible because it is.
That cut of beef is fantastic.
It's, yes, and you didn't go overboard trying to make it because people had too many garnishes and things like that. When I order a steak, I just want a freaking steak.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. That is wonderful. And the pairing with the wine is, I'm going to shut up and continue.
To be honest, we tasted, without exaggeration, about 12 ribeyes to get to this one.
Really?
Yeah.
And are you able to consistently get this product?
Yes,
that can be a
yes.
headache sometimes.
Yeah, it really is. But our sales guy assured us, Sam, that we would always have this particular cut of beef.
Yeah. How about this garlic butter concoction that you have over the top? Was this something you came up with?
No, it's
yourself, or is this your basic typical?
Yeah, typical garlic butter for steaks.
What the difference that makes, though?
It
you
does.
Know, having that on there, because I'll always say a good piece of meat doesn't need anything. You can just eat that.
Right. Yeah.
But the difference that makes in bringing out that beefy flavor with a little more kick to it. That is absolutely perfectly done. And I'm going to have to echo what Tanner said. I can't think of a time I've had a better steak in Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, even that little bit of lemon juice on there, that touch of acidity on there is amazing.
So
it really balances it out.
I agree. And so when you do Brussels sprouts, because my thought, too, was like asparagus, because I love to put the lemon juice on the asparagus, too.
Yeah, love that.
But those Brussels sprouts... I don't know how we go up from here. I don't know.
I can't compete with this. I'm sorry.
Correct, Kevin. I love you, my friend.
Time I brought in the Hormel microwave hot roast, that was going to be a close second.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with Hormel. I mean,
sometimes you got to go
out at home and you don't feel like it. Yeah.
And I was figuring it's for these guys.
Right.
You know, I'm going to put it on a slider.
Where we rank with them.
We're stepping it up for you.
You definitely are. And I think what you're bringing to this is something that we've always been missing, is that when you're having like actual traditional food, you know, like it's not just like slices of cheese with some like meat or whatever.
Don't look at me. No.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking for confirmation. But this is like what you would expect going to a restaurant dining experience. When you're having your wine, you're having a steak, and you're just enjoying really good food and really good wine. This is, I'm going to call this a gooey experience, because inside, that's how I feel right now. This is a gooifying experience where we're just enjoying life, and this is amazing.
It truly is. And what you talked about with the wine, too, after having it with a couple of bites of that steak, that cranberry dies down a little bit, that punchy in the mouth dies down just a little bit, and you can just sit there and enjoy the wine
and let it truly
dance across your tongue, as weird as that sounds, because that's what that meat did. Did you guys have the similar experience over there?
I did, and the wine is opening up a lot right now, too, as it's sitting and breathing, so I think it's really all coming together with that steak.
No, you are exactly right, and that is a good point that a lot of us forget, because I'm so much in a hurry to drink my bottle when I open it, that it is amazing what happens when you let it sit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, it really is. Like cheeses, when you get them to room temperature right around there are flavors that come popping.
I agree.
Do you guys over at Big City Roadhouse, do you have a good wine selection over there, Cletus?
So we have a wine program, to be honest. I'd love to see it expand. Our go-to wine sales are, you know, they're not the strongest for us. We definitely see more beer drinkers. We have fresh margaritas that everybody's been loving. So, you know, as we grow, you know, we're a little under a month right now. I'd love to see the wine program grow. We just need to see, you know, that excitement on it.
Yeah. And I had a meeting.
And the beer crowd loves going to a place like that, too.
Yeah. So I had a meeting over there a couple weeks ago with Melanie Woolman from United Way of Weld County, and she ordered the wine. I had the old fashioned, and she was knocked out by it. So I was just wondering what you got. But you got the steak, you got the wine over there. Big City Roadhouse, it's Wine at Night. Don and Cleta joining us. Let's get a break here, because we've got a couple more pairings to go.
Oh, darn.
Thank goodness.
This is great start to the Friday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Couldn't have, like, at 6 a.m. this morning when I got here. Normally, I'm pissed off to be here. I'll be completely honest. I hate when my alarm goes off, but I knew this was coming this morning, and I'm like, I can do 3 hours with Brian to get to this point, and here we are.
Almost as happy as I was when Kevin broke out the McMuffins on my birthday. I mean, it's right up there.
You're an interesting creature. All right, let's get a break. You're listening to Wine at 9. The puppy dog eyes worked on Don and Cleta for Brian. Did you notice it?
I noticed that.
So
it
Brian
didn't take long either.
Brian is always the first one done with his wine, and he is always the one who consumes the most amount of wine. And so when I saw it was empty over there, I was like, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait until the rest of us get to that. And you guys were nice enough. Don and Cleta from Big City Roadhouse joining us.
You noticed I didn't look at you to help.
I know, Brian.
I looked at the new people.
I know your tricks, okay?
We can't help it. We see an empty glass. We want to fill it.
You are my kind of people. Yeah. Oh, I love Big City Roadhouse.
Yes, so we the wine is Southern Belle. Are you right in the middle of eating?
No, you're good. I get my bite, and I've chewed it. I'm good.
Okay, so Southern Belle. Go ahead.
Yeah, the wine is Southern Belle. This comes from Spain, barrel-aged, and it is going amazing with these food pairings that you guys brought in.
Thank you.
Like, this is, I'm so happy right now.
Yeah.
As a foodie, like, this is a dream come true.
I haven't seen you this, like, calm, sated, just completely satisfied. You're like in Kevin's happy place.
I am in heaven
right now.
Yeah. If I was in my garden, that's the only thing that would make
surrounded
me
surrounded by compost and mulch and, you know, ladybugs scraping leaves.
So what is this second pairing that we're going with? Talk to us about this burger.
Okay. So this is it's a 4 ounce burger. At the restaurant, you can get a single, double, triple. So 4, 8, and 12 ounces. It's with a potato bun. I like the potato bun because it's, you know, what I like about brioche bun, it's really buttery and soft, but the potato bun that we serve is also very soft. Not as buttery, but I like it because I don't think it's as filling. So that being said, we added a lot to that burger to make it filling. So lettuce, tomato, pickle, grilled onions, mushroom, and bacon. And this one has Swiss cheese. I thought that would be better with the pairing. And we have American provolone and Swiss at the restaurant as well. But that's our typical burger and our Roadhouse sauce, which is a secret sauce that I really can't say out loud.
Off air. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So is this your signature burger?
This is our signature burger, yes.
I'm with you on the potato bun because I think sometimes when you're getting a burger, you end up eating bread versus burger. And the bread is a carrier for what you're trying to shove in your mouth.
Correct.
And that's what this is doing. And so your combinations of toppings on here is great. You know, you have so many different flavors that are exploding in your mouth as you're going through it between the burger itself, which tastes amazing, the tomato popping in there, and that secret sauce. It's great.
Is that a family thing, the secret sauce, or was this uniquely you?
Yeah, actually, I stole it from somebody else.
Did you? Okay, no, that's way a lot of things.
But, yeah, I mean, no. If it was my family secret sauce, it would have some soy sauce and sesame oil in there. But, I don't think it would go great with the burger.
So what is your background in cooking? I've heard that you're James Beard nominee.
Yes. I was nominated a while back, but French cooking is really my strength. A little higher end dining, but you know, I eat like this.
Yeah.
So I wanted to elevate what I eat every day. You know, now, you know, after a month of eating it every day, I'm a little tired of it. But at the end of the day, this is really what I would eat every day.
Yeah.
It's incredible. That the sauce is really good on there. So Brian, not a fan of some things on here. You don't like onions, is that right?
Yeah, I know I cook with onions every day. I serve onions every day.
Well, especially in French cooking.
Yeah, you have to. But then if I have to taste something, I will. But if I can avoid it, I will.
I'm the guy who orders French onion soup without the onion.
So you're
broth?
Get that.
Yeah. I'm sorry when it comes to mushrooms. I didn't know there was mushrooms on here, and it just works. Yeah. It just works.
It does. Yeah.
It's just really nice balance between there. And again, going back to the wine. I know we're a wine review, but we're reviewing this food as well. But this combination, the spice notes that are coming out of here with the burger, the peppery is really
changes the dynamic of the wine.
Yeah, it's like because the steak had more of like that saltiness that tangy from the lemon juice and the garlic and whatnot. And then this burger and more of its savory tones are really elevating the pepperiness in that wine, which is a testament to, as you go through your food, how that wine travels with you. And that's what this is doing. It's traveling with us, and the journey's been amazing.
It truly has. This wine gets better and better with each thing that we eat. And as it sat here, this tastes nothing like my first sip of that wine.
No.
And I seem to discover this every week, that I cannot in any way base an opinion on that first sip.
Yep.
And I will say, too, as Kevin was talking about, maybe more peppery and things like that with the wine, it's still not bad. This is a very complicated wine where whatever you pair it with, it's still going to hold true. Like, it's got enough in it that it's going to still be a very, very good wine.
Oh, I love this wine. This is amazing wine.
Texter from the 970, you guys are making me hungry talking about the food, and it sounds like the wine is amazing. Yeah, you're missing out. Like, I'm sorry you're not here. I don't know what other way to say it. Like, I know I'm in the same boat as Kevin. I'd like to just shut up and eat and drink.
We'd
here,
like that, too.
Okay, Brian. Was that funny, Don?
No, I didn't want to say it out loud, but look, since Brian mentioned it, I was just agreeing, that's all.
Well, we have one more pairing that we're going to get to. Again, the wine is Southern Belle. It's a red wine. We've got the folks from Big City Roadhouse in here. I don't know what you have planned for lunch today if you're out there listening, but get to Big City Roadhouse and try this for yourselves. We're going to have the last pairing when we come back on the other side. You're listening to Wine at 9.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back in. I know why we're here is for the radio portion, Brian, but I wish we were done already and we were just sitting here talking with Don and Cleta from Big City Roadhouse. I am almost at a loss for words at this experience so far today.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
No, he actually doesn't stop talking.
I am Tanner Schwint. Kevin McFarling is my good friend over here.
Hi.
We've got Brian Carey, my co-host. Mike and Kilpatrick, thank you for running the board here today, my friend. And Mike is only drooling a little bit at all the
just
food
a little
that he's
bit.
Been seeing.
It's kind of like a swimming pool in there right now.
Yeah, but we've got Don and Cleta from Big City Roadhouse. Now, Cleta, you were just talking to us before we, as we get this all situated. You got breakfast. Can I talk about it?
Yeah. The secret's out.
The secret's out. Already. Breakfast burritos on Sunday. Is that right?
Starting Sunday. And after Sunday, then it will be daily, 10 to noon. Every day, starting Sunday, people have asked. We've been listening. We had to get our kitchen solid, and they are ready to rock and roll. So 10 to noon, starting Sunday, if you need your breakfast burritos from Big City, come on down. We got you.
I love awesome. It. Perfect spot. Go down there, get that breakfast burrito. Yeah. And with the NFL having a bunch of games over in London and stuff,
yes.
7:30 game will start, and then right at 11 o'clock, you're ready to go. I love it. Talk to me about the breakfast burrito. What's it all about? What's the build of it?
So it's on our jalapeno cheddar tortilla, potato, seasoned potatoes, scrambled eggs, bacon or chorizo, ranch, tomatillo, and pico de gallo. Wrapped in goodness. It's so
Can
delicious.
We be best friends? Can I just follow you around on?
Please.
Okay,
I need
good.
One.
I
ended up marrying him, so, you know, it's all good.
You know, look, and I would, too, because of the cooking, and he had my back. So,
yes,
you know, if this doesn't work out, guys.
Well, you know.
Right. Do not tempt me.
He's dressed all provocative over there, too, isn't he?
Look, I've got the apron on. I'm ready.
Aprons are hot.
He cooks, he cleans.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay, we have one last pairing here. Don, talk us through what this last pairing is.
Okay, so this is pretty unique. It's the Roadhouse Grilled Cheese. So way back in my day, my mentor, David DeBoll, put on his menu this grilled cheese with brie and raspberry, and I thought to myself, gross. There's no way I would eat that. And then I tasted it, and then I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And I added the green apples to give it a little tartness. The Granny Smith apples gives it that sort of sweet and sour. And I think it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, it adds a nice texture to it, too. You get, like, that crunch inside of there.
Are you scared to try it over there, Brian? Or
well, I am because I was waiting for a full description whenever I see...
Brian, don't be scared, man. Don't
no,
be scared.
Whenever I see white stuff that could be mayonnaise or ranch, I tend to panic a little bit.
There's no mayonnaise inside of there.
It's, no mayonnaise.
It is a phenomenal combination.
Is it ranch-free as well?
Ranch-free as well. Now,
so
that
we're
would
talking
be gross,
just
but.
Cheese.
Yeah, that would be gross.
Do you like brie cheese?
I'll find out.
Okay. We'll find out together. Let's go.
I like Brie Larson.
Dive in.
Do
stop
it.
Talking and dive in. It's a combination of things, because as I mentioned earlier, I'm just a dumb redneck, and
I'm scared.
The balance, like,
yeah, it's balanced.
Who sits and thinks, like, all these things are going to go well together?
Yeah.
And that was maybe
nobody.
My question to you, Don, was have you ever tried one of these and it failed? Like, have you Can you give us a little story? Like, obviously, if it failed, it's not at Big City Roadhouse, because nothing you have over there it fails, but talk to us about it.
Yeah, so our son, Dylan, he's 16 and loves to rub in my face that one time I cooked ribs with root beer. And It was disgusting.
I would try that, though.
Dr. Pepper, yes.
But it was bad.
It was terrible. It was horrible.
Hey, and I made a meatloaf using Cheetos one time as a Biden agent.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all do it.
Yeah. I mean, you get creative. You know, I drink a couple glasses of wine, and I think, man, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, that'd be great. I like ribs. I like root beer.
He reminds him of it to today, and this was years ago.
This is 10 years ago.
Years ago, people, remember when you made those ribs with root beer? What a terrible idea.
I've got to give testimony from the world's pickiest eater.
Yeah.
All right? This is something that if I would have read it on the menu, I would have said, I am in the wrong place. These people don't want me here. They have put things on the menu that run people like me, good Midwestern boy who was raised on Velveeta, you know, running out the door. This is absolute dynamite.
Thank you. And I think it pairs well with the wine.
It does, but it's this combination of, I would have never thought raspberry with a green apple and this cheese would do this. The bread is dynamite.
Yeah.
I think, is that a raisin bread or a cranberry bread?
Cranberry walnut, and it's a La Brea bakery, so La Brea out of San Francisco.
Yeah.
It really enhances the sandwich. Mm-hmm. I am so surprised at how good these flavors are, and I've never tasted anything like this. This is very unique.
It brings out the cranberry big time in the wine as well.
More fruitiness
it's
inside
funny
of it,
how each pairing did something different. Mm. I'm sure that's what you designed it to do, Don.
Yeah, that's why we brought different flavors, different foods, just to see how it went.
This is my favorite. I love that steak, but this is so good.
It tastes like a dessert.
Yeah, yes. It tastes like a dessert, and it actually we serve two sandwiches per order. So it's you know, we've had people come in and just go wild over it, and they said we would totally order this as an appetizer just to get us started or a dessert. So it's a fun thing to try with somebody, and you know the bread is the size it is, so we decided to do two separate sandwiches, and we've gotten great reviews on it.
So this was a normal order. What we saw here is what you would get if you ordered a portion of this.
I honestly would eat this with vanilla ice cream.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's
without even thinking about it. I think one thing that I noticed with the sandwich, and I want to applaud you on this, is that you can taste the butter. I can't tell you how many times it drives me nuts when you get something that is supposed to be butter, but it's clearly just oil or something that's been rubbed on it, and you can taste that you used real butter on that sandwich, and I love that, because that's what's giving that really creamy...
Couple of texts coming in here this morning. Text from the 970. I like Kevin's new word, gooifying.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you add that. And now, Mike, I don't know if this is you texting in, but somebody out there has your back. You guys should really share with poor Micah. What do you guys think? You guys haven't known Micah long enough to actually judge him on that. What do you guys think?
I don't know.
We've got him.
Okay, He stole the burrito last time. Micah, you stole the entire burrito.
I need to go in to your restaurant with an open mind because, again, this was something I would have blocked out of my mind.
Yeah.
Incredible. That's what a good chef can do. Yeah. I know we need to take a break.
Yeah, we do need to get a break
this
here.
This is fantastic.
Incredible. Don Clady, you guys hang around, and can we review the wine? Score the wine when we come back? Okay. You're listening to Wine at 9. What you did there, Mike, going to the Roadhouse to have a real good time. Dude, are you a four-year-old?
Yes.
Brian Gary, my co-host. We're going to have a stern talk after this. I'm Tanner Schmidt, Brian Gary, my co-host. We've got Don and Cleta from Big City Roadhouse in here. You guys do open at 10 a.m. every day, correct?
Yes.
10 a.m., that's perfect, because that's when we get done with the show.
Oh, yes,
thank you very much. Cleta's my favorite person. I wasn't even expecting any more wine, and look at this. Kevin McFarling joining us as well. Okay, it's time to review
I'm
the
here
wine.
Too.
Yeah, you're not nearly as important as you normally are, dude.
I know.
You are normally...
I'm the one that's being replaced. I get it.
Well, no, you're not. You're going to be here. Cody is SOL. I can tell you that right now. Cody...
Sorry, kids.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Hope that weather thing works out.
Yeah, correct. I'm pretty sure Don can do some now casting for us, too. Yeah, it's blue sky. guys out there today. Sure. Yeah, I love it.
I think it's going to rain.
Okay.
Thank you, Don. Just make the grilled cheese.
He said it. I was thinking it. Stay
Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. So the wine today was, I don't even remember the name of it.
Southern Belle.
This was just an incredible experience today. So if you're just joining us, Southern Belle was the wine. We had three different pairings.
Spanish. Okay.
Yeah. And if you do go look for it.
Your turn.
Sorry, Tanner.
Your turn.
But if you go, I'm just going to say, it doesn't say the name on the front of the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
So look for the ghostly figure on the front.
We'll get a picture of that posted as well. But we had three different pairings today, and I'm going to put you guys on the spot, Kevin. And Brian and Don, I want to hear, but what was your favorite pairing? We had the burger, we had the steak, and we had the grilled cheese. What was your favorite pairing throughout?
Dude, that's hard.
I know, dude.
That's really hard.
I know, dude.
I did, bruh.
Come on, bruh.
I like them all in like their own ways. Like, it's just so hard.
Come on, you got a favorite kid.
He would have answered that quicker. If that was the question, he would have answered
that. That might be an easier answer. Part of me wants to say the steak, just because I very rarely get to have a steak, let alone a really good steak. So for me, that's an extremely special treat. And so I'm going to go with the steak.
I'm in the same boat. I won't go out and order steaks anywhere until you guys. I just tried this because I don't trust them back there. I'm sorry. And this is the one thing where I'm a little snobby. I like it. I know it's my beef. I know I cooked it the way that I wanted
this
it.
This is
cooked.
Your beef.
And it's incredible. And so I have to go with the steak as well, because I will 1,000% be trusting you guys to order the steak at your restaurant. So I'm going with the steak.
It's hard to. I mean, that steak is absolutely incredible, but I'm going to go with the surprise factor for me, because that sandwich, I knew I was going to have a good steak when I bit into that. And I think the surprise of how much I enjoyed that sandwich, that elevates that to the top, because that's the one that I can't wait to go and have again and have my wife share that with me.
And $13, right?
Well, it's so unique. That's where I'm going. I loved that.
Yeah, incredible. What was your favorite pairing working with the wine, Don? Is there one that stood out to you?
I actually thought the sandwich. I thought the jam really helped the wine and vice versa. I thought that really went well together.
Yeah, it was very well balanced.
Cleta, how about you? Did you have a favorite one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the sandwich as well. The steak's fantastic. There's a special spot for a fantastic steak, but the grilled cheese pairs so well with this. I'm going to have to go that way.
It's hard to argue. Okay, let's talk about the wine here.
Okay.
Kevin, obviously we don't get to judge you on your pairing, because you get a 10 out of 5 on the pairing.
Yeah.
You cheated like I did last year. But as we talk about Southern Belle, right?
Yeah, Southern Belle.
I keep wanting to say Red Belle for some reason. Southern Belle,
it's
Brian,
a red wine.
1 to 5, how would you score this wine?
Absolutely love the wine. Fantastic. I don't know why I can't give it a 5. It's worthy of it, but I'm going to go 4.6.
Okay.
Just a really, really good bottle of wine.
Okay. Don, what would you give this wine?
I would give it a 4. I would give it a 5 if we had 2 bottles. No more, no less.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm throwing that out there next time I'm here.
Okay.
We got 3 more bottles.
That is duly noted. Yes.
From someone that pays attention to reviews, because we get our own reviews, I'm giving it a 5 out of 5, because I have to say it was fantastic. And when it deserves a 5, give it a 5.
That's
a really good point, and I'm going to change mine to a 5.
This wine was something that another word that we've created here at Wine at Night. It was very simplex.
Yeah.
If you're not looking to really study the wine, you're still going to enjoy this. It's just got a good flavor on it.
Yeah.
But then if you really want to test the wine's ability and see how it stands up with different pairings, the burger made it more peppery.
Yeah.
And I'm normally not a huge fan of that, but this still had enough of that cranberry taste on the back where it worked. I'm going to stop just short of going to a 5. I'm going to go 4.8 out of 5 on this, but I really like the simplex of this wine and the diversity you can have with it. Kevin, where are you going?
I'm just
going
to go ahead and give this wine a 5. I think it's an amazing wine. I do enjoy that even though this is a bourbon barrel-aged wine, you would never know. It just is just enough to give it that kind of caramel tone inside of there with a little bit of that vanilla, and it's just juicy. It's refreshing. It's gulpable. It's all gulpable. Of the things. It's like, this is like the perfect kind of a wine. And I like that it has that little bit of a bitter kick to it. So it's got that punch, and it stands out. It's just a great wine, great food. Amazing.
Is this one of your favorite episodes?
Yeah, hands down. I didn't have to do anything.
But wouldn't you say combination, and not just because they're here, but food and wine together, I don't know that we've had a better experience in the year plus that we've been doing this.
You know, the knowledge you have, Don, of what's going to work and what flavors are going to jump out with the wine is envied from a lot of people, right? And it's because of how you've, you know, your career and the lessons you've learned doing it by putting, you know, ribs and root beer. And
thanks, Tanner. That felt great.
But it's truly a lot of that, because my mother loves to listen to the segment because she loves wine, and she always is would this work or would this work? And you've got that knowledge, man. And so whenever we get a chance to see it in action, we're blown away. But we have picks to do on the other side. You guys want to pick some football games with us on the other side? You guys got got five right. more minutes for us?
Heck yeah.
All right. Good. We're going to need more wine.
Yeah, all right. Let's We're going to have our picks when we come back on the other side. What a fun way to wrap up a week of shows here this morning.
No question.
I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host. It's Good Morning NoCo, presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling.
I love everybody.
We've got Kevin McFarling, Marketing Director of the Stampede. Okay. We've got Don and Cleta from Big City Roadhouse. Mike is doing the production work. Bailey texting in this morning. I love the show all the way around, but enjoy the Wine at 9 segments. Well, Bailey, thanks so much
for listening
this morning. And if you're in the area, make sure you stop by Big City Roadhouse. Michael Kirkpatrick, are you ready for some picks, my friend?
I am ready.
Let's go. Okay, the first one tonight. It's a big rivalry here on the high school side of things. We've got the team up north, the Eaton Reds. Well, at least that's what university refers to them as. The University Bulldogs taking on the Eaton Reds over in Eaton. It is the rivalry of the area right now. And we'll have the call. Bruce Dick and Kyle Johnson on the call tonight. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Our A1 Organics Game of the Week. Kevin.
Yeah.
Eaton or University?
University. Yeah, University.
You guys making joint picks, or do you want to make individual picks?
I mean, I'm going with University. I don't know what he's doing, but for sure. I mean, that's
right next door to you guys.
Yeah, hello, that's our neighbor.
So that stinks.
I'm going
with Eaton because my dad grew up in Eaton.
Okay.
Nice. Fair enough.
Okay. I'm going to go with Eaton as well because they're the better football team. So I'm going to go. No shade to University. I love you guys.
House divided.
Yes, I'm going to Eaton here. Brian?
Eaton because they're Eaton.
Yeah, they don't lose, man.
Yeah.
They will this time.
No, they won't.
All right. Micah, where are you going?
Guy who has no clue about
sports. I think they're going to lose.
You got Eaton?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're going to win.
All right. Very good. Let's go to tonight. The Colorado State Rams are in San Diego to take on San Diego State. San Diego State is 6.5-point favorites at this moment. Bunch of controversy over at CSU right now. Who's going to be calling plays? Matt Mummy taking over for Jay Norvell. Backup quarterback in Jackson Brousseau. Will, Kevin, because this is how the spread works, will San Diego State win by 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's just go with that. Yes. I feel like yes.
Okay. Brian.
My A-ball says yes.
Unfortunately, the toilet bowl continues to swirl for CSU, and they're going to go down it, and they're not going to win. San Diego State.
Covers. -6.5. Yeah. Okay. Don, Cleta, where are you guys going?
I got to go CSU.
Okay.
All right, I'll agree. I'll agree.
All right,
there we go.
All right, getting back on the same page.
We're back together.
So back off, Brian.
But, sorry. We'll talk.
We've got. I'm so confused by this game because I don't know if San Diego State's going to score enough points to cover the 7 points.
Yeah, that's
the big
thing.
This could be a 6-3 game, but give me CSU plus the 6.5 points. I'll take CSU plus 6.5 just because I really do think it could be a 6-3 game. So I'll take CSU. I think both teams are bad, and I'll take the underdog with those points. I'm sorry. Micah, where are you going?
I'm joining the group.
So you're taking San Diego State?
Absolutely.
Okay. Colorado, CU taking on TCU. TCU is 13.5-point favorites. Kevin, will TCU win by 14? Or
I don't like that you come to me first for this.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Brian?
TCU will win by more than 13.5.
Okay. I'm with Brian. I'm taking TCU minus 13.5. Don, where are you going?
Colorado.
You're taking Colorado?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm going to be different and go with TCU.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Welcome.
I can't give them too much.
Welcome to the smart side of things. Yeah. Kevin?
Right. I'll just stick with TCU as well,
okay,
since I know so much about this.
Yes, you do. Micah?
I'm going with TCU as well.
Okay, we have 45 seconds. Uh-huh. Broncos, Eagles, Sunday. Will they? Eagles minus 3.5. So will the Eagles win by 4?
Yes, Eagles.
Okay.
Sorry, Broncos.
Ooh,
Broncos.
Okay, Don?
Oh, man, I'll go with Eagles.
Okay.
Eagles cover.
You picked it a 23-20 game, which would make them not covering, but
I
digress.
Mind.
I got Broncos winning this thing 20-14. I think they get it done.
And I love America.
Don and Cleta, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah,
thank
you
for
having us, guys. Thank you guys.
Hey,
great.
We're done, but Big City Roadhouse is just opening. Get over there and check it out.
Okay.
You guys will definitely be back.
Thank you
so much for your time today. Coach Speak coming up next. He'll get you set with all the preps action. Whole show 11-2. Rocky Mountain College kickoff 2-4. We'll talk to you Monday.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.